Thanks so much, friend.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Jamie, it's time to tell my people the truth. It's time to tell them the revelation of my second coming. Have them understand, relate. Now ride me, baby.
Ride me long.
I wanna fuck you.
I'm not trying to be nasty. I want to tell the truth. Remember,
Prince, relate to the message at hand. Prepare for the Revelation 7, the final conflict. I love you, yes I do.
I believe.
I believe. I believe. Do you believe?
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
To them who understand, let them hear the words I speak. Prepare for the second revelation.
I pray.
The final conflict.
To you.
It's near. Rami.
I love you. I do. I just get confused by the things that I do.
Baby.
I'm so complex. Future, behold,
it's near.
I love it. Alright, South Africa,
let my people go.
South Africa,
let my people go.
Remember Ethiopia, feed the poor. I love you,
baby.
We go.
Na 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 na, you can't hurt me. Na 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 na, you can't hurt me.
Jesse,
hear the voice of God.
I hate thieves.
No more. America, clap your hands over this bullshit land.
I thought we loved each other here. It seems to be a lie.
Aren't you free?
No.
Do you believe?
I believe sometimes.
Then why do we fight? Why do we hate?
I don't
Rodney,
know.
Wake up.
As your president.
See the light. Ronnie wants to ride me because he thinks he's king. But it's hard to ride, baby, when you're living in a fascist dream. You say it.
Ronnie wants to ride me because he thinks he's king. But it's hard to ride, baby, when you're living in a fascist dream.
Everybody, make love. Fight. I wanna fuck tonight. Everybody make love, don't fight. I wanna save a life. Make love, don't fight. I wanna fuck tonight. We don't want the draft. We don't want to lose our lives. Say it.
I'm not dying over any bullshit. No way, baby.
Baby,
I just wanna be free.
Yeah.
in South Africa, the youth is a little bit too right. Now, I think they gotta jump to the left.
Oh, de bon matin, je fermerai ma porte au nez des années mortes. J'irai par les chemins, je vagabonderai sur la terre et sur l'onde du vieux au nouveau monde. Et je dirai aux gens, citer de la vie, éloigner la misère, vous êtes tous des frères pauvres de tous les pays. S'il faut verser le sang, allez verser le vôtre, messieurs, des bons apôtres, messieurs, qu'on nomme grand. Si vous me poursuivez, prévenez vos gendarmes que je n'aurai pas d'armes et qu'ils pourront tirer.
I'd listen to what my mother told me when I was young.
Why? What did she tell you?
I don't know.
Love me tomorrow.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said. There'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, mama said.
I went walking the other day, and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe, and then almost There'll be days like this, my mama said. My eyes were wide open, but all that I can see is a chapel bells a-tolling for everyone about me. But I don't worry, 'cause mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my mama said. There'll be days like this, my mama said. And then she said, someone will look at me like I'm looking at you one day. And then I might find I don't want you anyway, so I don't worry, 'cause mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my mama said. Days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Amanda! For all those who are opponents of apartheid, In this poem, I mentioned the condition of a woman in two different periods of India. About 500 years ago, India was ruled over by the kings. And now India is independent, but in some spheres of life, the situation of the woman is the same. The name of my poem is A Legend. It is originally published in my book, Maru Thalvich Turde Pair. A legend. A legend of kings and rulers, they used to enjoy with hundreds of keeps and hundreds of queens, but marry only one to survive the name of their family. This was their routine. Although condemned by the people, every soul was dumb by the fear of the supreme. An innocent, beautiful young daughter of powerless poor parents, kept in the palace against her wishes for the recreation of the king. That period has vanished. It is thing of the past. And now in this age of science, age of industrialization, age of art and culture, bosses are supreme. They are the hope of the 20th century, always condemning the age of kings and rulers, but themselves repeating the same sins. Behind the curtain of bossism, behind the closed door of an office, a rape every day by such bosses, of a needy young lady who has a need for a job or out of poverty, need to feed the family. Who are these victims? Has the legend of kings and rulers vanished? No, the legend is the same, only brands have changed.
That poem, Amar Jyoti. And now let's listen to what's happening with the people who fought against Nazism.
Right in the pure space, not to love the...
All right.
It's a great disgrace, Soviet...
Heil! Heil!
Right in the pure space. When Herr Goebbels says, we own the world in space, we...
Heil!
Right in her Goebbels face, when her Göring says, they'll never bomb this place. We
heil, heil!
Right in her Göring's face, are we not the Supermen? Aryan pure Supermen.
Ja, wir sind der Supermen.
Super duper Supermen.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Ja, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the pure space when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says he is the master race, we
heil, heil!
Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we
heil, heil!
Right in the Führer's face. To love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be
heil! Heil!
right in the Fuhrer's face.
Where you been, man? Where have you been? You don't go to the toilet that long.
Dimitri, here comes our American friend now.
Hi, guys. So this is our new U.S. Embassy building, huh?
You've arrived in the nick of time. We're just about to switch it on.
Huh?
Open it officially.
Thank you, Dimitri.
But you think? Well, it looks swell from out here, but, you know, I'd really prefer to check it out inside.
Inside? Fine, no problem.
But, comrade, the Dolby isn't working properly.
What? The doorbell.
Doorbell.
Just a slight technical hitch, but we're working on it.
Oh, that would explain all these leads and wires everywhere.
Quite so.
Now, if you'll just follow me into reception.
Boy, it's beautiful. This place must have the best reception in town.
You could say that.
You guys sure have gone to a lot of trouble.
Well, we are aware of your government's problems back home, and we'd just like to help you through this testing period.
Yes, feel free to call on us anytime you want to.
Guys, I'm speechless.
Not for long, we hope.
Oh, one last thing, fellas. There aren't any electronic bugs hidden around the place, are there?
Believe us. If anyone tried to plant listening devices here, we'd have heard them immediately.
From coast to coast in this great nation, each man has got a classification.
I am a doctor. Meet me backstage afterwards. Okay? I eat some pills.
Now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere until he up and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Yep, he kicked that noble Russian. But it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear grabbed the Fuhrer and gave him an awful fight. 17 months he scrapped the Fuhrer, tooth and claw, day and night. Then that bear smacked the Fuhrer with the mighty armored paw. And Adolf broke all records running backwards to Kharkov. Then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't help the Fuhrer, God, don't hit that Russian bear.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Then this bear called...
If I were a cinnamon peeler, I would ride your bed and leave the yellow bark dust on your pillow. Your breasts and shoulders would reek. You could never walk through markets without the profession of my fingers floating over you. The blind would stumble certain of whom they approached. though you might bathe under rain gutters, monsoon. Here on the upper thigh, at this smooth pasture, neighbor to your hair or the crease that cuts your back, this ankle, you will be known among strangers as the cinnamon peeler's wife. I could hardly glance at you before marriage, never touch you. Your keen-nosed mother, your rough brothers. I buried my hands in saffron, disguise them over smoking tar, help the honey gatherers. When we swam once, I touched you in water, and our bodies remained free. You could hold me and be blind of smell. You climbed the bank and said, "This is how you touch other women, the grass cutter's wife, the lime burner's daughter." And you searched your arms for the missing perfume and knew what good is it to be the lime burner's daughter, left with no trace, as if not spoken to in the act of love, as if wounded without the pleasure of a scar. You touched your belly to my hands in the dry air and said, "I am the cinnamon peeler's wife. Smell me."
Do that one more time and I will cut you.
The blues stolen when he told the beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Führer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day.
November 7th, 1987, Zaterdag, Amsterdam, Nederland. It's my pleasure to be here with Meneer D, talking to you about Chile. Rechtse beweging in Chile bedreigt 25 toneelspelers. In English, the right-wing police killed 25 yesterday actors and actresses in Chile. Among them, Shlomit Beitelman, Anna Gonzalez, Nisim Sharim. These were people killed by Pinochet. These were people dubbed by Pinochet as reactionary, and we know where he's at and where his rightist police is at and where the news is at 70 years after the Russian Revolution, 70 years after the Balfour Declaration, 70 years after my mother was born. The Führer and his vermin. The Führer and his vermin. The Führer and his vermin in Santiago. The Führer and his vermin in Isla Negra. The Führer and his vermin in South Africa. The Führer and his vermin in Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, where the Palestinians are on strike against the establishment of a homeland in Palestine for the Jews, without the establishment of a homeland in Palestine for the Palestinians. And remember, the Hejaz was also promised something by the British, but his paper wasn't as strong as Balfour, and his revolution not yet was as strong as Lenin, Trotsky, and Meneer Stalin, who we see rearing his head in Pinochet. And we see the death squads of El Salvador.
Well, Stalin wasn't stolen when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. That is how it all began.
In the beginning, that was it.
Yeah. Happy. Began to blue. Happy blue.
I don't know.
As we march along,
we've been here before, and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We'll learn the moment and we get the guy back to bed. We did it before, we'll do it again.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant, that's just the name of.
Good ladies, afternoon, and gentlemen, black and back with a love supreme. And we have a small poem to give you to make this collage a bit more complete. As you know, we were speaking about the Russian Revolution somewhat. We brought it up to date. We spoke a bit about Stalin. Generally, when people speak about Russia, I'd like to talk about Stalin because they don't want to face up to what communism really is. A quick definition can be that communism is the poor man's prayer and the rich man's nightmare. And now we have things that are happening that goes even beyond it. And I've been working on a thing that I call the anti-future mutating society. And it's a very involved piece that speaks about since dogs became man's best friend and wild pigs became hogs to put in a pen and men began systematically killing other men and een to a means became a means to an end. For when in goes out, out can't come back in. You've heard it once, so let's hear it is again. And who knows what blows in the winds? Is it arsenic, mercury, or dioxin, strutonium, or plutonium? If allowed in the clouds, then it falls in the rain. And if it gets in your mouth, then it'll get into your brain. A dream I had once told me, in dreaming, dreams are true. If in the dream you don't dream, the dream will then dream you. And laughing gas is no laughing matter, of fact or fiction or fun. And if you've ever been shot at, then you've shot a gun. Now holding on is letting go, and letting go is holding on. The bone becomes the meat, and of course, the meat becomes the bone. Prices rise as prices do. Markets crash as stocks will fall. Only because it's all against one. Only because it's one against all. It's all against one because it's one against all. It's about time and money, both short on memory. About nothing but for nothing but. History does, then it repeats itself. History does, and then it repeats everything else. Does the same thing again without repeating itself. You'll see, you never see anything that you've never seen before, and like opportunity, it will knock even if you don't have a door. What has been, Bill, will be, and like a state of matter is a state of being is, the key, the lock, the door, the illusion, the matter of fact, protrusion, into the illusion, the door, the lock, the key. You are, you breathe, feel, taste, see, you are. History's repeat itself. A sea within a sea. gullible to challenge, to change, to balance tomorrow's shaking spears, creeping in petty paces, faces wearing smiles, while some smiles are wearing faces, doomed to loom, gloom like glory, slime, slobber, slime, slurping slime, snot, slime, booger, slimes, green, slime, gray, slimy, matters of fact, make slime come to mind, time and again in time, machine like people, break down like people, they can't go on until they go off, 'cause if you place a naked baby in the cold, expect that baby to cough. The moon does not mind a shipping lane, or does it mean the moon must be insane? Neutron bombs, not so neutralized. Consumer goods, not so sanitized, not so respectable. Hoodlums elected in suits and ties and dresses, going to the bank, and Anne Frank dies. Same face, same eyes, different place, different lies. Not so different, not so. I've heard that song before. It's too much, too many, then how much is no more? Poison in the food, the air, or ocean floors. No more will be forever. No more people, no more war. No more will be forever. No more food, no more air. No more oceans to have floors. It's bye-bye, blackbird. You don't want to go anywhere near that rainbow. It's got radium, plutonium, uranium, and a lot of other ooms and ahs you don't want to know. So don't go anywhere near that rainbow. Stay out of the rain and don't touch the snow. Stay out of the rain and don't touch the snow. First AIDS, then what do you know you will do? And you will go for anything that smells bad enough to kill. Now you can tell me that you won't, yet we both know that you will let locusts devour your innards as long as your outards appear to be holding up under the strain as ordinary murder. Accident like ordinary Hans Koch, like ordinary Booba Jata, like ordinary murder on an ordinary day, in an ordinary setting, on an ordinary face. Up to it you back down, mountains to climb, a hill of ants, disposing of that corpse you call body without soul, mind without fear. The mirror has no image. There is no die to cast. The last have been first, and the first are now last. The gas does not discriminate. It has no reason to poison, free of charge, at large, in the water you drink. No need to think of suicide toast. The host has a problem. The germ will soon dissolve him. A glob of goo is followed to a grave that is there and hollow. Beware, your clothes can hang you as a rope, so they say in the cell, where the frightened prisoner chokes through the smiles and the grin of the evil guardians. A word of cheer to those who cry, the man who died here did not die. If a cloud can float like a cloud, if a bee can buzz like a bee, how can people not know how to be happy together and free to be free? Must there be something called superiority? It's fucked up you. A lot of shit has fucked up you. It's fucked up me. And even the seagulls are getting it. From everyone who breathes, a breath is waiting out there. Somewhere, a breath is gasping to breathe. Under siege is under siege.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want. This restaurant, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, two years ago on Thanksgiving.
This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day, how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new...
Yeah, we got Africa in the picture coming up. So he said his... Films at the Criterion, the Melkweg, and Lantaarn and Venster in Rotterdam. 50 films of Africa in the picture for the next 2 weeks in November in Amsterdam and Rotterdam. In Amsterdam, you can see it at the Criterion Theater. That's telephone number 020-231-708. From the 5th to the 11th of November in Melkweg in Amsterdam, 020-241-777. Saturday tonight in Amsterdam, you can see Moshe Bulatin, Ade Folan from Nigeria, 1985 film. That's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 in the evening, Sara Onya, Meshondo, Mauritania, 1986 creation. At 8 o'clock, the Black Goddess of Ola Bolagun from Nigeria, and from the Coal Train. At 10 o'clock, Tuki Buki Djibril Diop Lambaea, 1973 out of Senegal. And the next day, with the Coal Train, you see Nayotu Musa Kemoko de Akatia de Kine. Yeah, Anna. 1982.
Hey, thank you very much.
Stalin wasn't stolen when he told the beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented.
We're getting ready to cut out. Hey, thank you very much. We're not going to stall. We got 3 more minutes, so we'll let you get it back together. I remember it again that in 70 years, the Russian Revolution, important to everyone, but not of consideration to all.
The devil he was reading in the good book one day, how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed 2 suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere, until he up and got the notion for to keep that Russian bear. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Führer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Yep, he kicked that noble Russian. But it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear...
Hey, thank you very much, Ira Burl Bruckner, for the participation today. This is about the 5th time that I've mentioned the Russian Revolution. And, of course, the song is from 43 that you're listening to. It's called Stalin Wasn't Stalin. And it was during the time when everyone was happy because Stalin was engaging Adolf in war and allowed a little bit of what we see today, you know. Now you have where in Russia they're talking bad about Stalin, and if you're going to say anything, you've got to talk bad about Stalin, because if you say something good about Stalin, people are going to say, well, you must be crazy, you know what I mean? And since it seems like the Nazis seem to have taken over but changed their clothes. I was listening where they were saying the other day that the guy that invented what they call acetone, I think his name was Weissman or something, and they were saying that he had made an agreement with Balfour, who was the foreign minister in England, that if they would put on the agenda the question of having a Jewish state, that they would give them the formula, he would give them the formula to the acetone, and that at the same time, he would try to convince the Americans to assist him in that work. It seems to be a lot of things going on in the studio, you never can tell. I think it's time for me to get out of here. Okay, later, love you madly.
Dit is Radio 100, één frequentie, vier stations. Dagelijks nieuws, andere vormen van radio maken en natuurlijk muziek. Voor meer informatie, druk of draai, Amsterdam 162641. Radio 100 op de 100 MHz FM. 100. 100. 100 op de 100.
Dit is No Tomatoes, Yes Eggs. Yes Eggs presenteert in samenwerking met Stichting HoHo iedere eerste en derde zaterdag van de maand de geschiedenis van het theater in 12 delen. Dit is dan deel 5. Luistert.
Volkomen wezen. Het was een androgyne met alle trekken van man en vrouw. De oermens bezat 4 armen en benen, 2 gezichten en een kogelrond lichaam en verder de geslachtsorganen van beiderlei kunnen. Het verbaast natuurlijk.